with his fingers water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Man, it's amazing how that experience, man, will change your whole philosophy. Amen. This man once mocked, amen, had no use for religion, but once he finds himself in the place of torment, he's praying for a preacher to go and warn his family. Amen. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Abraham, and he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And in this prayer service tonight, I want to preach on and in hell. And in hell. You may wonder why I'm preaching about this tonight. Earlier today, I was at Smith Park in Middletown. It's such a beautiful day, I thought I'd try to get a little exercise. So I was making my lap, walking around the park there. And recently they put in a skater's bowl deal where it's all concrete and they run around on skateboards and stuff. And I happened to look over there and there was a boy, a teenage boy, and it's a black t-shirt. You couldn't miss it. And in big white letters, it said, first in hell. First in hell, and my heart broke, for I knew he had no clue what he was even talking about. You see, hell today is looked at so lightly. Amen. It's just a byword. Amen. When somebody gets upset, when somebody wants to curse someone, many times hell is the first word that comes to their mind. It's just a byword. When they smash their finger in the door, when they hit it with a hammer, amen, they spit out that word so lightly, not even realizing what they're saying. Amen, whenever they tell someone that they can go there, amen, they don't even realize what venom is coming from their lips whenever they talk about this place called hell. Amen, many times it's a joke. Amen. It's included in a joke. But friend, I want you to know, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody, amen, hell is no laughing matter tonight. Amen. There's no joke about hell. I had it out and I carried it in my pocket. I cut it out of the comics. Amen. I had this little thing, and it was Beethoven in hell, and it was him and the devil opening the door, and there was a bluegrass band there, and that was Beethoven's hell. And I thought it was funny, but I got thinking about it. There's nothing really funny about hell. It's not a joking matter. It's not a laughing matter, because hell is a very serious thing. Amen. It is a very serious thing. Amen. I believe sometimes the reason why, amen, that we have taken such a light feeling about hell is because many times and in many places it's a neglected message. Amen. I told my wife, I said, looking back over my ministry, I don't know whether I've ever taken a text and just preached about hell or not. Amen. But friend, let me tell you something. If we're going to win people to the Lord, amen, we need to remind them. Didn't Brother Ben Armbruster tell us about it? Amen. The other night, we need to tell them about a place called hell. That's a place they're going to go and you're going to go if you're not right with God. Amen. Hell is a reality. The reality of hell. Amen. As sure as we're sitting here tonight, as sure as you're hearing me preach to you tonight, amen, there is literally a burning place called hell.
Amen. It is a reality that we must come to grips with, that we must realize that it is a fact in life that there is a place called hell. There is a place of judgment. Amen. It's a place of torment. Amen. Friend, there is really a place called hell. Amen. Jesus spoke about it more than anybody else in the Bible. He preached about hell many times in his teaching. Didn't he say it'd be better for you to enter into the eternal life maimed, when he said, pluck out your eye or cut off your hand, than to find yourself in hell, amen, having all of your body. Friend, I want you to know something. Amen. Hell is real. Amen. Jesus told us about it. Amen. Throughout the Bible, many writers write about hell. Didn't Isaiah say, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend in it. Friend, hell is real. Hell is real. Revelation 20 gives us a glimpse at the lake of fire. One of the descriptions that we have in Scripture of a literal burning hell is where the devil and his angels were cast. Amen. That's what hell was really created for. Amen. It was created for the demons and for the devil himself. Amen. When they rebelled against the Father. Amen. Friend, I want you to know, amen, hell is real. Amen. There's an argument about this story that I read to you. Many will use this and say that Jesus really wasn't talking about a literal hell, that he was using a parable here. But you need to understand something about this. Amen. Hardly ever, in fact, as far as I can see and remember in my mind, amen, not one parable that Jesus used did he ever give the name, amen, of who he was talking about. Amen. But in this story, amen, he tells us about Lazarus. Amen. That Lazarus was one of the characters in this story. Amen. And many times, and most times, and whenever you read about a parable in the Bible, amen, it's always prefaced with the little phrase, and he spoke this parable unto them. But if you look at the beginning of my text tonight, in verse number 19, he goes in and never mentions that it was a parable, and it gives us the name of one of the characters in the story. Amen. It says, there was a certain rich man, and there was a man named Lazarus. Friend, I want you to know tonight, I believe Jesus was giving us a glimpse in this story, amen, of the life that comes after this life. Amen. I believe Jesus was giving us a glimpse of what's going to take place after that death calls our number and we stand before God. We must come to grips with the fact that whenever this life ends, amen, there's going to be either one place that you'll go. Amen. You'll either find yourself going, amen, to be with Jesus on the other side. Amen. Or you'll find yourself, amen, in the pits of a burning, tormenting flame called hell. Amen. Amen. Hell tonight. It's real. Amen. Then the reality of hell. But we also must realize that there's the torments of hell. Amen. For this man said, bid Lazarus to dip his finger into some water, that he may come and cool my tongue. He was praying and asking God for just one drip of water. Amen. Oh, how terrible it must be to be in a place, amen, where one drip of water. I know I've worked some days out in a hot burning sunshine when it'd be 100 degrees and I was thirsty. Amen. And one drip wouldn't do nothing. Amen. I needed a whole lot more than that. But friend, in hell, amen, where there is no comfort, amen, where there is no ease, where there is no any relaxation, amen, one drip of water, amen, will be worth more than any man could pay. Why? Because they are tormented in flames. The Bible says a fire that cannot be quenched and will not be quenched. Amen. They will be fine. You will find yourself. If you die lost, amen, and go to a devil's hell, amen, you will find yourself in the midst of torments beyond your imagination. Amen. I've heard people that have been in war, and maybe there's some men here tonight, amen, that you found yourself on a combat field, and I've talked about, and they've said, oh, it was like hell on earth, amen, the gruesome sights that I saw. But friend, let me tell you something. Even if you died lost, amen, anything that you saw on a battlefield, it doesn't matter how gruesome and how gross it was, it will not compare, amen, to what five minutes on the other side in the lake of fire will be like. Why? Because it is a place of torment. Amen. You say it can't be any worse than what I saw. But friend, there's nothing on this earth that can compare to the torment, amen, and to the sorrow and to the grief that will be there, amen, in that place called hell. Amen. The Bible portrays such a terrible picture of hell. Amen. In some places it's called tribulation and anguish. Amen. We find from the Gospels that Jesus said it'd be a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. We find that it's everlasting destruction. It's a furnace of fire. It's chains of darkness, everlasting punishment, everlasting judgment. Amen. It's a fire that can't be quenched. I want you to know tonight, amen, hell is one place you don't want to find yourself. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're playing on the edge of the fence and on the edge of the line, trying to decide which way you want to go, friend, I recommend to you tonight, amen, that you go over on the winning side and get the blood of Jesus applied to your life, because he's coming soon. Death could come before you know it, and you'll find yourself in a place of torment that you don't want to be at. You need to get saved tonight, amen, and make sure that you stay away from the place called hell. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. Try to grab a hold of one of these light bulbs that's been burning for a while now. Amen. They'll blister your hand because they're so hot. Amen. If I had a candle up here and you tried to hold your hand over a candle, amen, you couldn't do it for very long until that fire would pierce your skin. Amen. And you'd scream in agony. But what must it be like in that other world? Amen. The place of the damned. Amen. Where they're in torments day and night, where the fires never quench. Amen. It's continually there, but they're not consumed. What must it be like where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched? Oh, the sounds and the cries that you'd hear. Amen. In that place called hell tonight. Amen. If you could see it, amen, there'd be nobody here that want to go. I've talked to young people before that have said, but Brother Dennis, I want to go to hell with the rest of my friends. Amen. That's a solitary place. Amen. You won't be there with your friends. Amen. You only thought they was your friends. Amen. The devil's not your friend. He's your enemy. Amen. And he has a place prepared for you. Amen. For judgment time. Amen. It's a place of torment. Can you understand what I'm trying to tell you tonight? Amen. It's a place of utter darkness. Amen. You can't see where you're at. Amen. You don't understand what's going on. All you know, amen, is that continually for eternity. Amen. Do you know how long eternity is? No man can measure how long eternity is. Amen. We can't even fathom the thought that, friend, forever and ever and ever. Ever and ever and ever and ever, amen, you will find yourself, amen, in a lake of fire, amen, totally, completely away from the presence of God. Never again will God speak to your heart. Never again will you have the opportunity to be at the highway of holiness and feel the presence of God. Never again, amen, will you be able to feel and hear the preaching of the Word of God. Why? Because you wasted your opportunity, and now your time has come that you must face up to the judgment of your sin. Oh, God, the reality of hell, the torment of hell, and the crime.